Nolte, 59% of voters agree media truly enemy of the people. By John Nolte on May 23, 2023. When asked if they agree that the media are truly the enemy of the people, 59% of those polled agreed, while only 36% disagreed. In other words, a pretty large majority of Americans agree with former President Trump that the media are our enemy, which is 100% true. Related, Tybee, media ignoring developments on Hunter laptop letter shows we're becoming like USSR where media are all lies with no real news. Rasmussen surveyed 1,002 likely American voters between May 16 to 18 and also discovered most people know the political media cannot be trusted. And this same political media favor the Democrat Party. Do you trust the political news you are getting? Only 30% said yes, while 52% said no. A whopping 65% of Republicans said no, compared to only 35% of Democrats. Among independents, 57% said they do not trust the political media. Of note is that the highest the media rated in trust was with Democrats, a meager 44%. Does news media coverage of politics generally tend to favor Democrats or Republicans? Only 20% said Republicans, while 52% accurately said Democrats. Even 39% of Democrats said the news media favored Democrats. Conversely, only 21% of Democrats said the media favored Republicans. Watch, McCarthy rips media for repeat questions, we're gonna pass the bill. Do you guys not listen? Do you agree or disagree with this statement? The media are truly the enemy of the people? A majority of 59% agreed, 35% strongly and 24% somewhat. Only 33% disagreed, 13% somewhat and 23% strongly. Incredibly, 44% of Democrats agree that the media are truly the enemy of the people, while only 51% disagree. To no one's surprise, 77% of Republicans accurately see the media as the enemy, and 56% of independents do, as well. Listen, only an enemy behaves as the corporate media behave. For example, we know of no racial motive behind the death of Jordan Neely on a New York City subway on May 1. Based on witness testimony and video, it looks like the unfortunate accidental death of a black man happened while he was restrained as an act of self-defense by a white man. These same witnesses say the white man was not only protecting himself, but passengers of all races on that particular subway car. Nevertheless, the corporate media would have you believe this white man, former Marine Daniel Penny, is a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Something else the fake media never tell you is that one of the men who helped Penny restrain Neely was not white. Watch, Jordan Neely protesters flood the streets, clash with NYPD. Not done with inciting racial division and hate. Just a few weeks later, the corporate media straight up smeared a New York City healthcare worker as a racist bike thief over an online video that contained zero context about the confrontation between this white woman and a group of black teens. All over the media, she was smeared as a racist Karen, but now we know she was the victim. She paid for the bike rental. The teens apparently stole the bike from her. Fact. Only an enemy of the people brazenly lies in this way to stir up division and hate within the population. The corporate media are pure evil and are nothing more than the Democrat Party's brown shirts out there spreading conspiracy theories, division, and violence. Watch, Obama, I'm most worried about divided media, we have different realities. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.